Magandang umaga, Annette.
Magandang umaga, Louie. Thank you very much for having me.
Anong pangalan nga pala ng hospital niyo?
Broken Hill Health Service.
You've been there for some time?
Actually, sa position ko na to, clinical nurse educator, isang buwan pa lang, pero working for Far West Local Health District, for 4 years na. So before this, nagtrabaho ako sa Ivanhoe Health Service, kasama to ng Far West Local Health District. 3.5 years ako doon bilang health service manager.
So matagal ka na sa nursing profession?
Oo, magiging 20 years na ngayon. Huwag lang natin i-add yung para hindi malaman yung age.
Why did you become a nurse? What brought you to that point?
I think yung nursing desire ko started ever since I was back in the Philippines. Lumaki ako sa grandparents ko and, you know, taking care of them taking care of me. Tapos yung auntie ko, nagtatrabaho siya sa Amerika bilang nurse din. And sinabi niya sa akin na, you know, I'm very fulfilled with my work. Masaya ako, tapos nakikita ko naman sa kanya, and she could take care of the family. So it sort of rubbed on.
Mm.
So ako yung, you'd say, one of the first RNs sa aming close family.
Okay, so pioneer.
Oo, yeah.
Sa current work mo, ano ang role mo bago itong position mo?
Clinical nurse educator. So bale, nagsusuport ako sa mga nurses, yung mga new grads. Tapos kahit na yung mga old staff dito, yung kanilang competency sa mga basic life support, CPR, kung may mga bagong tinuturo, yung supporting role.
So you don't deal with patients?
I do, actually. I have contact with patients because yung role ko is not just paper-based. I have to be on the floor. Tapos practical assessment. So kung minsan, yung mga nurses, you have to show them how to do it, you know, in a practical way.
Mm.
Pag short naman sila, you know, tumutulong din.
Mm.
So, yeah. So I still have a lot of patient care. And pag may mga emergency, kung minsan tinatawag ka because isa ka sa mga senior. So marami pa rin akong patient o contact.
Talaga palang jack of all trades.
Dapat, oo.
So do you handle children and old people alike or merong department yun?
My department for pediatrics, previous role ko sa nursing, when I worked in emergency, my old and young. Pero ngayon sa role ko na to, mainly older patients because yung assignment ko is a medical ward, tapos yung mga outpatients. So we still see kids, pero hindi na masyado.
Hindi katulad nun.
Oh, hindi katulad nun.
Moving a little further up, what do you think makes a good nurse?
I think dedication, tapos yung talagang willingness and commitment mo to help. You know, not only to help others, but definitely to help yourself feel fulfilled.
Mm-mm.
Pag yun yung goal mo na, you know, you find self-fulfillment, yung service mo sa iba, naging fulfilling din, and, you know, you try to incorporate that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think to be a good nurse, you know, you just really need to be willing to nurture.
Right. Do you have any problem dealing with multicultural patients, especially yung hindi makapagsalita ng English?
Sometimes, oo. Pero I think because while working in nursing for 20 years, before coming to Australia, of course, you know, galing ako sa Pilipinas, doon ako nag-nursing, tapos pumunta ako na Amerika.
Mm.
So maraming, you know, multicultural race din doon. Mga Hispanics, mga itim. Tapos pumunta ako ng New Zealand, so may mga Maori din doon.
Huh.
You know, and then maraming migrants. And then transfer ako dito sa Australia. So in some way, I think because of that vast experience and travel, it's made me more aware na, you know, other people like to talk this way or gusto nila sa nursing nila, ganito yung pag-alaga mo sa kanila.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. In conclusion, what do you think a nurse's role in treating multicultural patients? Understanding that apart from culture, there's also the problem of language. Ano ang dapat maging attitude ng isang nurse when dealing with multicultural patients?
I think the main thing there, whether multicultural or, you know, because anyone that is not a Filipino is already multicultural to us right away. Dapat isipin talaga ng nurse na yung main purpose mo is to be a patient advocate.
Mm.
Pag naging patient advocate ka, kahit na multicultural sila, ibang culture sila, hindi sila Australian, hindi sila Pinoy, hindi sila Amerikano, kahit na ano pa sila, pag nagiging patient advocate ka, nagiging patient's voice ka. So if you know that the patient's voice could not be heard, yung gagawin mo, hahanap ka ng, you know, solusyon. Mm. Either kukuha ka ng interpreter, or if not, kakausapin mo yung ibang pamilya na nakakaintindi sa'yo. And, you know, yun talaga yung magiging easy yung trabaho mo. And I think, you know, we could be able to align the patient's needs with the service that we provide.
Maraming salamat, Annette, sa iyong mga sinabi, at sana ay magpatuloy pa ang iyong magandang trabaho, hindi lamang dyan sa Broken Hill, kundi sa iba pang paglilingkod na gagawin mo.
Maraming salamat, Louie, and magandang umaga sa lahat.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.